I happen to have a special guest with me today, via satellite downlink, he said. And suddenly, Bill Gates's face appeared on the huge screen looming over Jobs and the auditorium. There was a thin smile on Gates's face that flirted with being a smirk. The audience gasped in horror, followed by some boos and catcalls. The scene was such a brutal echo of the 1984 Big Brother ad that you half expected and hoped that an athletic woman would suddenly come running down the aisle and vaporize the screenshot with a well-thrown hammer. But it was all for real, and Gates, unaware of the jeering, began speaking on the satellite link from Microsoft headquarters. Some of the most exciting work that I've done in my career has been the work that I've done with Steve on the Macintosh, he intoned in his high-pitched sing-song. As he went on to tout the new version of Microsoft Office that was being made for the Macintosh, the audience quieted down and then slowly seemed to accept the new world order. Gates even was able to rouse some applause when he said that the new Mac versions of Word and Excel would be in many ways more advanced than what we've done on the Windows platform.